The second thing we have to do is to make sure that we are not just having a Bureau of Indian Affairs that are dealing with the various Native American tribes. We've got to have the President of the United States, who is meeting on a regular basis with the leadership and ensuring that there's relationships of dignity and respect.
That's a promise from candidate Obama back in 2008, speaking in Elko, Nevada, and he could possibly be making good on that promise to have regular meetings with tribal leaders beginning today. The White House Tribal Nations Conference happens today is the first in 15 years in which indigenous leaders have been invited to the White House, not since Bill Clinton. So we're joined by three people from Washington, D.C., who are either one is on her way to the conference and two are standing outside the building there. Good morning. We have Ivan Posey. He's chairman of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe on the Wind River Indian Reservation in Wyoming. Dr. Yvette Roubideau is the director of Indian Health Services for the Department of Health and Human Services and a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribal Nation. And Victor Marina is a senior correspondent for ResNet, a Native American news website. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Ivan, let me start with you first. This is the first time, as we said, in 15 years that tribal leaders have had any one-on-one access with the president. And you represent the Shoshone Nation in Wyoming. What are the concerns you're bringing to the president today? And do you have any guarantees that you're going to see him one-on-one? There's going to be 574 leaders there.
Well, yes. There are several concerns I'd like to voice with our president. First of all, I'd like to say we're very grateful that he has decided to be with us. There is a lot of people here waiting in line to get this opportunity. And over the last few days, we've had several listening conferences with several federal agencies regarding some of the issues that are facing the country.
Is that unusual today, to have those meetings with the federal agencies?
We have that round table with the HHS. With the Department of Agriculture, with the Department of Labor. So I think the direction that the administration's given to the president is to take Indian tribes seriously. So we're very enthused by that.
Okay.
Many problems are common regarding Indian country. I'm hoping that this will be an ongoing effort through this administration to hear our concerns, to live up to the obligations that the United States has to Indian tribes, and to have some meaningful measures on how those services and promises are delivered.
Okay, that's Ivan Posey. He's the chairman of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe. He's actually standing outside the interior building now, so we're catching him on a cell phone. And Dr. Yvette Roubideau, you're on your way to this meeting, and you heard Ivan saying that many problems among all these tribes, and as I said, there's 574 leaders headed to the White House today, are common. A common complaint among any tribes is about health care, and this is President Obama, while he was still a candidate in Nevada, talking about that.
On every indicator, health, life expectancy, substance abuse, Native Americans are at the bottom. And that's not just an embarrassment for the U.S. government, that's an embarrassment for all of us.
Yvette, you are the director of Indian Health Services for the Department of Health and Human Services. Are we going to see a change, an actual real change in policy that will deal with what he was just talking about?
Yes, I believe we will see, because President Obama has set the tone from the top that he wants us to honor the government-to-government relationship with our tribes and to deal with many of their concerns and issues in a way that has meaning and has outcomes. I'm the director of the Indian Health Service. We've heard loud and clear that the tribes want better access to quality of care, and that's what we're going to try to do over the next few years.
Okay, let's go to Victor Marina, a senior correspondent for ResNet. Victor, Ivan said that many of the concerns among all these tribes are very similar, but we're dealing with 574 independent governments, independent organizations all over the country, all over the map. How many of these things are going to be so individual, so specific to the specific tribes that it's going to be very difficult for them to deal with? And how would you get at a big mass meeting like this?
Well, it may be difficult because, in fact, I was talking to some of the tribal leaders in line here outside the Department of Interior, and each of them came up with some specific point they wanted to make and one concern about their tribe that they wanted to bring to the attention of the president. So I think he and his administration will face these individual concerns, but also collectively, what I've heard in talking to a number of the tribal leaders this week and in the past, is that there are some common concerns that they have.
Like?
Common concerns talking about sovereignty, that is continuing, that there's a overhaul of the federal acknowledgement or federal recognition of tribes process, which has taken so long, as long as 30 years in some cases, for tribes to be federally recognized.
So, Victor, give me a sense of how emotional this meeting is going to be. I mean, there's a long history of Native Americans being paraded through Washington for one reason or another, and not all of that history is something that we would be proud of. But what's emotional about this particular meeting?
Well, last night I was at the museum, the American Indian, National Museum of American Indian, and it was almost like a rally because everyone had gathered for a reception that was co-sponsored by the National Congress of American Indians. And I remember standing there next to a tribal chief who just marveled as he looked around and said, so many Indians in one place. And there was that real feel of buoyancy and the fact that they are indeed having an historic moment. However, in the line today when I talk to people, is that it's great to have this one-on-one with the president, but the real proof is going to be, as Ivan Posey has said, if there's an ongoing relationship with the administration and what happens next.
Whether or not this is the first step. We are catching all of our guests on cell phones outside the Interior Building or from a car. Ivan, very, very quickly, is this a first step? Have you heard from the White House that there will be further meetings, more concrete meetings in the future?
I have heard that. I haven't heard that officially.
Right.
I would hope that that would be the case.
Yeah. Ivan Posey.
Back to the commonality of issues,
Hang on one second, Ivan. We're going to have to wrap it up there. He's the chairman of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe in Wyoming. Yvette Ribidoux is the director of Indian Health Services. And Victor Marina is a correspondent for ResNet.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.